So I'm interviewing Bernie Weiss, who is my grandpa on my mother's side, restating my mother's father, just for you out there who didn't catch that. So we shall commence. So, Bernie, Papa, what was your childhood like?
I had an average childhood like everyone else. We were lived in Mount Vernon, New York. I had a bunch of friends that I loved, and I was sorry to have to leave and move to Richmond, Virginia in 1955 when my dad passed on.
So, what is your favorite memory from childhood, and why is it your favorite memory from childhood?
My favorite memory would be my worst memory. It was the day of my bar mitzvah, which was a celebration of turning 13, and we were having a ceremony and a party. And that evening, my dad died, and the next week, we were moved to Richmond, Virginia, and I had to lose all my friends and family in New York, and we were living with strangers in Richmond.
So, for all of you who do not know, my grandma, we call her Meemaw. So, how did you meet Meemaw? What was that like? Just give me the whole shebang.
Meemaw and I met in 1967. I was in pharmacy school in my last year, and we went out on a blind date. I was introduced to her by her cousin, who was also in pharmacy school. And the first time I saw her, when she walked down the hall, when I picked her up, I knew I was in love with her and was going to marry her.
That's a beautiful story, I'm not going to lie. 10 out of 10 would recommend. So how did that blind date go? What was that like for you? How did that moment change your life?
We went out on a date to the Thomas Jefferson Hotel, had dinner, and then went to see James Bond's movie, which opened in 1967. And we had a wonderful time. And by the time I got her back to the dorms, I was able to go home and tell my mother, wake her up and say, I'm going to marry this girl. And a week later, we were engaged.
So why'd you get engaged so quickly to said woman?
I fell in love with her.
That's such a beautiful story. For all of you out there who don't believe in true love, there you go. Okay, so my mother. How was that? How was growing up with that? How was her growing up? Difficult, good, bad, sad? Let's hear it. Let's hear about her years.
Your mom?
Yes.
My daughter?
Yes.
Oh. I fell in love with her when she was born, and she was always one of my favorite children. I had two. And she was a joy to have as a daughter. She was wonderful. We enjoyed each other's company. She fell in love with me, too. And we had some wonderful times together, even though I worked quite a bit. And she never gave me any trouble until she got into high school.
Why did she give you trouble in high school?
That's when the dating began and life changed.
How was the dating giving you trouble?
They started to She started to grow, and I wanted to keep her a child and a baby that I knew, and she grew. And it was hard for me to accept the fact that I had lost my daughter to other guys.
So now we have my grandma, who we call Meemaw. So what do you experience growing up with my mom? Like, how was that?
She was a lot of fun. We did a lot of things together. But every year she got older. Once she hit high school, things just turned around.
Oh, that's understandable. So, we all know she has a brother. I call him Unky. His real name's Sam. Samuel, if you want to be specific. So, how was that? How was that in contrast to my mom?
Well, they got along pretty good together because Sam was about 5 years older when Amy was born, so they really never fought or anything.
So what's your take on that, Paw?
They got along fine. Sam has a very easy personality, gets along with everybody, very easy to live with.
He's a kind soul, you
very,
might say.
Very kind human being, and there was no problem. They got along excellently.
That's so good. So what is your favorite memory with either my mom or Unky? Okay, how about we give you with my mom and we'll give you with Unky so you can start. What's your favorite memory with my mom?
My favorite memory would be many. I always enjoyed being one-on-one with her. We always liked doing things together, going places, and just enjoying each other's company. And we had a good rapport, talked all the time, and she always depended on me for most things, and I enjoyed that she enjoyed being around me. So all my memories with your mom were good until she grew up.
So, what was your favorite memory with Unky?
Oh, just being with him. He was so much fun. He was such a cute baby.
That's really good to know. So, we talked about memories from their childhood and your childhood, but overall, what is your absolute favorite memory? We can ask both of you this question, so Meemaw, I'll take some time to think. Pawpaw, you're great on your feet, so let's go with you first.
I have a lot of favorite memories. One of them was the day you were born. That had to be one of the top of my list.
Why is that?
I can remember watching you when you were born, seeing your head pop out, and I fell in love, and I've always been in love with you since.
That's so kind. Aw. So, you, Mima, what is your absolute favorite memory of anything in your life?
Oh, of anything?
Doesn't have to be a specific time.
Just having your mom and Sam as children to raise.
Why is that?
They were just so inquisitive, and we just did so many things together, things we all missed as they got older, playgrounds, going to the beach, but it was all fun.
That's very good. So, I'm seeming to run short on questions, so I'm going to mix them up as we go. Now, we know you like to read. I see you read the newspaper a lot, do your crosswords and such. So, what is your favorite book? It can be any book.
I enjoy reading all books and all papers and all magazines, and I really don't have a favorite. I guess my favorite book would be the Bible.
Yes. Do you happen to have a favorite book, Meemaw? No? Well,
I do like recipe books.
You do like recipe books. What kind of recipe books? What do you like to cook the most?
I like to bake better than cook.
Bake. What do you like to bake the most?
Just sweets, cookies, cakes, all sorts of different sweets.
I've heard all the stories about your cooking. Mom has, she brags about your lemon squares and your
dessert. Well, I don't really bake anymore because ever since I went having chocolate these past couple years, everything that's made comes out wrong and gets tossed in the garbage.
Throwback.
That's the truth.
Okay.
I see some shade being thrown. Okay, so I'm going to ask you both one final question. This is the question of all questions. the most important question I feel that could be answered. It's not what it's like. It's nothing like that. It's more important than that. Why am I your favorite grandchild?
Now, that's, you can't answer a question like that. I love all my grandchildren.
But we all know.
You can't pick one over the others on.
Okay.
Definitely not in public, because that wouldn't be too good to do that.
But will you disclose this information after the interview has absolutely. Ended?
After the interview, I'll tell you, you're my favorite.
Why?
And then when I see Zach, I'll tell him he's my favorite, and
do you
Sam
do that?
Sam would be my favorite.
Do you do that to each of us?
No.
Oh, so it's only me.
Yeah, I don't see the. I don't. No one else has asked me the question, other than you.
Do you tell each of us we're your favorites when you're around us?
No.
Okay, no. You better not, because I feel special.
No, I never do that. You are special. You're
well,
definitely special.
I appreciate you doing this interview with me today. It has been what one would call a blast.
Yeah.
Very interesting, might I add. Well, God bless America. God bless you all souls. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Gotta get that religion. There we go.
You're not really.
Yep.
I'm going to turn that in. I hope they're not playing.